Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Awakening the Modern Spirit. I am Jaya, and today we are getting real about something I think we all struggle with. That is slowing down. You know, those moments when you tell yourself, okay, today I'm going to take it easy, enjoy some peace, and then somehow end up scrolling your phone for an hour or stressing about all the things you should be doing. Yeah, me too. So, in this episode, we are going to chat about why slowing down feels so hard in our busy, noisy world. Share some laughs over our feigned slowdown moment, and maybe find some simple ways to actually hit pause once in a while. If you're ready to give yourself permission to breathe and just be, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. So, I decided last weekend that I was finally going to have one of those slow, mindful mornings. You see all over Instagram? You know the ones. Sunlight streaming in, a cup of tea, maybe some gentle yoga, and absolutely no phone in sight. I set my alarm a little earlier, made myself a cup of herbal tea, and settled onto the couch. I even lit a candle for extra zen points. But as I sat there, I thought, let me just check the weather real quick. Which, of course, meant unlocking my phone. Next thing I know, I'm not just checking the weather. I'm scrolling through three different apps, reading about a celebrity breakup, and watching a dorm video that honestly was worth it. But still, by the time I looked up, my tea was cold, my candle had burned out, and I would spend 45 minutes doom scrolling instead of being present. So much for my peaceful, screen-free morning. I had to laugh at myself. Huh. Apparently, my spirit is willing, but my thumb is on autopilot. If you have ever tried to slow down and ended up deep in a TikTok rabbit hole, trust me, you're not alone. Now, I want to turn this over to you. Have you ever set out to have a peaceful, slow moment? Maybe with a cup of coffee or a walk outside, only to find yourself sucked right back into the chaos. Maybe you meant to meditate, but ended up making a mental grocery list, or tried to unplug and somehow went up deep in a YouTube spiral. Take a second and think about your own failed slow down moments. What happened? How did you feel? And most importantly, did you laugh at yourself too? If you have got a story, I would love to hear it. Send it my way, and who knows, maybe I'll share a few on a future episode. Remember, we are all in this together. Sometimes the journey to slowing down is anything but slow. You know, it feels like everywhere you look these days, society is glorifying being busy. We are surrounded by this hustle culture that tells us the only way to succeed is to work harder, longer, and faster. Like if you are not answering emails at midnight or filling every spare minute with something productive, you're somehow falling behind. It's not just about working hard anymore. It's about making busyness your whole personality. Exhaustion gets mistaken for accomplishment, and suddenly your self-worth is tied to how much you get done in a day. Social media definitely adds fuel to the fire. You scroll through your feed and see endless posts about rise and grind, no days off, or someone's perfectly curated morning routine at 5 a.m. It's easy to start comparing yourself and think, am I doing enough? That's where FOMO, meaning the fear of missing out, kicks in. You see everyone else hustling, achieving, posting their wins, and you feel this pressure to keep up, to always be productive, to never let yourself rest. And honestly, it's exhausting. We end up chasing this moving target of success, always thinking we need to do more, be more, achieve more. But what cost? Our well-being, our relationships, even our ability to just enjoy a quiet moment. There's this meme I saw the other day. It said, we are all just running around trying to cross things off our to-do list before we become a to-do on someone else's. It's funny, but also kind of hits home, right? We are so busy rushing through life that we sometimes forget to actually leave it. So, if you're ever felt guilty for taking a break or wondered why you can't just slow down, you are definitely not alone. This pressure is everywhere, but maybe, just maybe, we can start to push back and remember that it's okay to pause. So that was my pause. Let's be honest here. Slowing down is really hard. And if you're someone who's tried and failed, I want you to know that's totally normal. We live in a world designed to keep us moving, multitasking, and plugged in. So, if you find yourself struggling to hit the pause button, you're definitely not alone, and you're certainly not failing. That said, there are a few little things I've tried, or at least wish I stuck to, that can actually help create space for stillness and calm. Nothing fancy, just simple ideas that can fit into even the busiest day. First, try setting a timer on your phone for a no screens break. It sounds simple, but committing to just 10 to 15 minutes without scrolling or checking notifications can feel like a mini vacation for your brain. And knowing there's a timer ticking down makes it easier to resist the urge to sneak a peek. Another one that's helped me is taking a walk without headphones. I know, it sounds weird in a world where we are used to constant entertainment or podcasts on the go. But just stepping outside and tuning into the sounds around you, the birds, the wind, your own footsteps, can be surprisingly grounding. It's like giving your mind a chance to breathe without any distractions. And here's a tough but powerful one. Saying no to at least one thing a week. It might be a social invite, an extra task, or even just declining to check your email after a certain hour. Saying no can feel uncomfortable at first, but It's one of the best ways to protect your time and energy so you can actually slow down and recharge. None of these are magic cures. And I definitely have days where I forget to fall back into old habits. But even small steps like these can add up to a bigger sense of calm and control over your body. So, if you're finding it hard to slow down, start small. Be kind to yourself. And remember, it's okay to take one breath at a time. I would love to hear from you. Do you have a funny or totally relatable story about trying to slow down but ending up doing the exact opposite? Maybe you planned a quiet evening and somehow got caught up binge watching a show or tried meditating, but your mind went a million miles an hour. Whatever your story is, I want to hear it. Send it my way. Whether it's a quick message, a voice note, or a comment on social media, I might even share some of your stories in a future episode, so we can all laugh and learn together. Remember, slowing down isn't always perfect, and sometimes the best moments come from those little failures. Can't wait to hear what you have got. Finally, before we wrap up, I just want to remind you of something really important. It's absolutely okay to take a break. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything figured out. And you definitely don't have to be on all the time. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply breathe. Give yourself permission to pause, to rest, and to be exactly where you are, without judgment or pressure. Slowing down isn't about doing it perfectly. It's about showing up for yourself in a kinder, gentler way. So, here's a little challenge for you this week. Try one tiny act of slowing down. It could be as simple as closing your eyes for a minute and taking 3 deep breaths, or stepping outside for a quiet walk without your phone. Maybe it's saying no to one thing that doesn't serve you, or even just sitting with your morning coffee instead of rushing through it. Whatever it is, notice how it feels. And if you want, share your experience with me. Whether it's a small win or a funny struggle, I would love to hear how you're awakening your own modern spirit, one slow moment at a time. Remember, this journey is yours and every little step counts. So breathe. Be kind to yourself, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to keep discovering simple, meaningful ways to awaken your spirit in today's busy, busy world, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Subscribing means you will never miss an episode packed with inspiration, practical tips, and honest conversations to help you find calm, clarity, and connection right when you need it most.